and shepherds dressed in knee breeches, with pink and yellow and blue stripes down them and golden buckles on their shoes. And princes with jeweled crowns upon their heads, wearing ermine robes and satin doublets, and funny clowns in ruffled gowns with round red spots upon their cheeks and tall pointed caps. And strangest of all, these people were all made of china, even to their clothes, and were so small that the tallest of them was no higher than Dorothy's knee. No one did so much as look at the travelers at first, except one little purple china dog with an extra large head, which came to the wall and barked at them in a tiny voice, afterwards running away again.
"How shall we get down?"
asked Dorothy. They found the ladder so heavy they could not pull it up, so the Scarecrow fell off the wall, and the others jumped down upon him so that the hard floor would not hurt their feet. Of course, they took pains not to light on his head and get the pins in their feet. When all were safely down, they picked up the Scarecrow, whose body was quite flattened out, and patted his straw into shape again.